Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Welcome to the Lovely Travels podcast, everyone. I'm Emma, your host, and introducing, as always, my lovely co-host, Darius.
Hey-dee-ho, everybody.
We should be saying good tag today because we are actually visiting again Deutschland.
Hooray, guten Tag, everybody, and welcome back to the beautiful Germany, yeah?
And we're very much traveling, well, I'm traveling there vicariously because I cannot get there. It is currently August 2021. Yes. And we are revisiting a recording that we did before the podcast, which kind of led to us starting the podcast sooner, which was great. But it was the 21st of March, 2020. And I decided, this crazy old thing called COVID's happening, and wouldn't it be hilarious or interesting to talk to people around the world and then in a month and 6 months talk to them and ha ha ha, if it was still happening in a year, I could talk to them then. Right. Well, it has been 14 months. No, I'm bad at math. 16 months.
Yep.
It's been 16 months and we're still effing in it. So how you doing, Darius?
Look. Not bad considering, it's summer here in Germany. Well, I always say you're lucky if summer falls on a weekend here because it's been raining lots the past few weeks and we had the floods and stuff. People probably saw that.
Yes. I was a bit worried about you. One of our lovely listeners checked in as safe. And then I went and looked at the news and it was in the, in what, I'm so bad.
West Rhine with Westphalia.
Yes, that's the one.
That's our state. And yes. There was quite a bit of flooding. It was pretty extreme. Lots of people, you know, lost their homes, quite a few lost their lives. Pretty tragic. Unusual amounts of rain. Very unusual. I wonder if global warming has something to do with it.
And people were like, you know, it's probably a bit not like kind of joking, but they're like, we literally have had a plague and now we are having floods.
Yeah.
What is next?
I'm waiting for the locusts, I think.
Yes. Yeah. That's so, you know, just a shout out if you get some locusts over your way, we know that we're on to the next step of this apocalypse.
God is angry, people. Repent.
Repent. But yeah, no. So we wanted to have a chat first and then we're going to play our delusional selves from March 2020. Probably me more being delusional.
Speak for yourself.
Well, we'd only just started then and, you know, for Australia, we'd only had our borders starting to look at closing on the 16th of March. Right. I very much remember because I was at a wedding on the 15th and then on the 16th, mm-hmm. people who had been there from Victoria were having to get home. And I just, the writing was on the wall. It was all going to happen. And I think we were in Australia looking toward, like things were sort of shutting down. I think we were all looking toward Italy, but it was as a sort of, well, that's a coming. And I don't know, I think, did Germany start with a 2-week lockdown as well?
No, it was, I don't remember to be honest, but our lockdowns have not been as strict as yours perhaps, because it was more about shutting things rather than like shutting people in. So, we've had a few of them and it feels like they went on for months, like the you know, people working in hospitality have had a really tough time. And even now, like, it was, everything was open again sort of since like maybe 4 weeks. And obviously we have like, you know, you have to have a valid test or be fully vaccinated, or have, if you've had corona, you get tested for the antibodies and you get a certificate, and that also counts as you being like allowed to do stuff. So everything was open, but you know, summer holidays are on, people are traveling, and I guess letting their guard down, understandably, because it's been a long year.
16 months. As well. Technically started in January 2020, the whole thing. But, you know, in Australia, it felt like March 2020.
Yeah. So things have opened again. Probably going to look at closing stuff again, I imagine, because, you know, they've imposed stricter rules for people coming back from holidays out of risky areas. Definitely need to get tested and go into quarantine, which wasn't the case for a while. Apart from that, it's business as usual, I guess. Lots of people are vaccinated.
But isn't that like business as usual? Like, had you said that, all those things that you're saying, like the way that language and the terminology that is just normal to us now, like,
it's mental. Like, you, it's say so quarantine, mental how quickly, yeah.
On a daily basis, like, you would never have said quarantine before. You know, social distance, like, that wasn't a thing. You know, the vaccine, we all used to get vaccinated for various things, but you didn't, you know, chat about it on the daily. You know, are you vaccinated? Have you got your vaccination? When are you getting yours? Like, I'm like genuinely excited for people getting them and jealous when people had them. Like, I've now had my first one. But I was honestly, I was very.
What'd you get? This is the question over here is always, what'd you get? Did you get the good stuff?
Oh, I got the risque one. You know me. I've always got a bit of a daredevil.
AstraZeneca.
I got the AZ. Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. Well, look.
That's fine.
It is fine, and I mean, I took the pill for 16 years, and apparently that's got a higher chance of, you know, higher risk than this does. You know, I just gave birth, which is pretty risky.
Pretty risky.
Risky business, doing the whole birthing and growing a human thing. So I figure.
Yeah.
And look, I had a little bit of a reaction, and to be honest, if that's I had the body aches and the headache for a couple of days. It's really 2.5 days that really took me to get right. But the first day after was pretty awful. If that's even a glimpse of what COVID can be like. Like, no way, no thank you. I'm very happy to have had that known little side effect than to have the very unknown of how, well, I mean, the known severity is death. So no thank you, no death for me, please.
No, not today.
Not today, death. But I think it's a bit surreal as well. I think around the world people find it very interesting, Australia's approach. And I think you were saying before that when we first chatted, you know, and people will hear that we were probably still a little bit carefree here and not feeling the impact as much as Europe was.
Sure.
But now it's weird because our numbers aren't as high and never have been as high, yet our measures are like – next to New Zealand, like the strictest in the world, probably some of the strictest in the world. And from the outside, I know that other countries are looking at us kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And right now we're feeling a bit like that. So I'm actually currently in lockdown. So I would have been.
Congratulations.
Approaching lockdown, and we're currently in it. And so they're saying it's the, you know, a friend's kind of making a mockery of it at the moment, but it's saying it's the strictest lockdown ever. It doesn't always feel like that. Where I live, we're very blessed. We're near the beach. We've got a lovely park, and some people are doing the right thing. You're wearing their masks, what you're supposed to do, and only essentials, shopping, essential workers, which is always a very controversial topic, what is essential work and what is not. doctors and yeah, like you're not supposed to be, or you are allowed to exercise with one person from outside your household. So,
okay.
But yeah, you go down to the Broadwater, and apart from people wearing masks, which, you know, again, like we said, is so normal now, like it doesn't really look that much different here, but the energy in the country feels different. We have Sydney, New South Wales in a very, very strict lockdown. And we had before Victoria in a lockdown, but the borders are closed to places. So it just feels like, I don't know. Yeah. We're kind of locked out or locked in or disheartening. Mm. It's disheartening.
It is disheartening. And it is, I say, you know, you called me out on me saying business as usual. It's not as usual, but I feel like, you know, there's a lot of stuff being set in motion or new ways being defined that will, you know, that'll stick around.
It's probably better though to have that attitude and to get used to it, because if we keep being like back to normal or back to the way it was, it's very unrealistic, and it, you know, you're sort of setting yourself up for disappointment even more so.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, my old rule of low expectations means low disappointment.
So you're winning at this pandemic thing.
I am. I think it's you know, over here in Germany as well, it's shown how, you know, corrupt and just shit at their jobs the people in power are. And I really hope we have elections coming up in September. And it's going to be an exciting one, because, you know, our Chancellor Angie, she's stepping back after like 16 years.
Wow.
And the choice with the candidates, it's a bit like choosing between the plague and cholera, you know, you don't really want any of it.
Yeah.
And that's it'll be interesting.
It's yeah, you can take a curious approach and be interested in watching. And I mean, just listening back to these conversations, and I've got a number that we still want to release. And, you know, at times, like I said, I thought I'd do catch up calls with the same people like a month later and like 6 months later. I mean, the time just went so quickly. And then there was a time where it felt like it wasn't right to do it. Like it felt really sad and dark and I didn't really want to talk about it, and I'm pretty sure the people I talked to didn't want to talk about it, but it is very crazy. I've struggled the last month because, well, we got married in February last year. The plan was to have a party in July to celebrate with all of our loved ones, and we, by April, realized that wasn't going to happen, and so we moved it to February, thinking that was quite a big amount of time, February 2021. Had written off international guests. We knew that that wasn't a possibility, but like, you know, the hope that Australia would be open and we'd be able to see our Australian family, which is still a substantial amount of people to celebrate with. Then the lovely, you know, turn of events that I fell pregnant and was going to have my son in January. So I didn't really feel like I was going to be up to partying. Yeah. Which was a lovely, you know, fast forward of life events, and he's been a delight. So, you know, it wasn't really, yeah, I didn't really want to be having a 4-week-old and partying. And I think around the time it might have still been difficult. I think things were a bit patchy at that time, especially maybe for Victoria. So maybe it was a good call. So we moved the party again to July this year, July 31st, which was Saturday. And, yeah.
How was it?
Well, it was pretty, I had a bottle of champagne.
Pretty quiet. You're right.
I did have a bottle of champagne, but it was a little, bitter, it wasn't even bittersweet. There was no sweetness. It was just bitter and shit. Just bitter, yeah. After a month of stress as well, because it was that thing of Sydney went into lockdown, and for me that was the writing was on the wall. I knew, I just had a feeling we were going that way. And they were being, a lot of my friends and family being optimistic and hopeful, and I wanted to be hopeful for them, but I just knew the way these things go. And, so I went back and forth, felt like it wasn't going to happen. And then we knew New South Wales wasn't coming, so I was like, okay, do we go ahead? I'd always said, this is it. I'm not removing it. Like, this is the third time. I'm not changing this again. And then it just didn't feel good. It didn't feel like a celebration to have cut off half of my list, including like my father, my mum, and my brother.
Right.
I thought that was a bit of a kick in the teeth. And so I called it, which was really hard to make that decision. And then, you know, funnily enough, it was the right thing to do because we went into lockdown at 4 p.m. that day. So we had even, you know, so it would have been a real mess and a headache had we gone ahead. But we had at least gone, let's go for drinks. Come on, let's go for drinks. And it's kind of funny. Maybe it'd be funny one day. It's not funny. But last year, the same thing happened. We went, well, we can't have that weekend, but let's still celebrate that weekend. And that was the weekend they reclosed the borders. And so what would have been 100 or 150 people partying with us was like me and my siblings, which is a nice night. It was really nice to have something with them, but that was very, very bittersweet. And we've moved the party. So I really, people said I'm going to like start whispering it because I think the universe is conspiring. We've moved it to January. It's now going to be Finn's first birthday and our wedding celebration. 2 years on. It's just the party that keeps on giving. And look, everyone's like, I think people need something to look forward to and something that the message I kept getting from people, because I felt quite silly, to be honest, about being so upset about it. But it wasn't just a party. It's obviously a pretty big, important celebration. But it was that whole, like, something to look forward to and something to plan around and something to be hopeful for. And so for a lot of our friends and family, they hadn't booked things and they hadn't had the chance to plan things. So they had planned holidays like with their families to come up to the Gold Coast and, you know, just were looking forward to seeing us. You know, a lot of my friends haven't met Finn yet and, you know, just wanted something to celebrate and enjoy. And so that thing being taken away again and this sort of situation is brought back the uncertainty and the what ifs and the when and you know, the predictions that they had about travel, which were all like, you know, they say 2024 before it's some sort of, in inverted commas, normality. You know, we don't want to believe it. And it's like, I'm still hoping to get over to Europe next year for my cousin's wedding in August. And I just, things like this just push that further away. And I want to be optimistic. I want to be hopeful. But, you know, we have to accept also the reality that this thing is here, and it's pretty
fun. Sure is. It sure is. Yeah.
That's my Debbie Downer for the day.
Thanks for that, Emma. It's fantastic. Really. But, you know, but to put it in perspective, like, Germany's facing its fourth wave of corona infections with the added bonus of the Delta variant. And, you know, it is still quite scary that, you know, disease just you know, can run rampant like that. But yeah, we've had to postpone all sorts of stuff. We haven't had a party. I haven't been to a concert in so long. It's terrible. I hate it. All I want to do is drink beer and listen to heavy metal.
Gosh darn it. Yeah, and it's that energy of being in a space and a place with other people and feeling relaxed about it, because that's the other thing. Some people, you know, it's still, so people were cancelling coming up here even before we had made the call because the risk was too high of getting stuck somewhere. And again, Australia is very strict in that respect. Like, you could, if you don't make it back in time, you will have to hotel quarantine at your own expense for $2,500 or, you know, if there's two of you, it's $4,000. You know, that's not.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's as well as giving up 2 weeks and you know, then the mental and emotional strain of that as well. So yeah, it's a lot going on, but I guess the wonderful thing through all this time, and one of my blessings of this, has been the chance to start this podcast and for us to continue to speak about travel and to continue to explore travel vicariously through our memories and our listeners' stories. And yeah, I'm very grateful for that and excited for a time when, you know, whatever travel we can do again, and grateful for the times that I've taken.
Sure. Yeah, it has. It is. It is a little bit cathartic to talk about it, even though you can't actually do much at the moment.
And a little bit of that seeing your own, you know, one of the things I'm doing hopefully soon. I mean, we'll see what I'm being realistic, but we've booked to go. I've not seen as much of Queensland as I'd like. And we do have some episodes coming up about Australia. And yeah, I'd love, you know, it's been nice to see more of my own country, but even just more of my very, very, very local area and appreciating those small things. And we bring it up a lot on here, but I think that's, we do take for granted the things around us. So that's been nice. Yeah. Well,
that's good.
Shall we listen to our past selves now? And let's see what we'll have to do. We'll catch you in whatever, March 2022 or something, and we'll see what's happening then. I mean, I'll talk to you next week as well, but.
Well, I was going to say.
This is the last episode ever. Bye.
No. Stay tuned, people. Like Emma said, we're going to listen to us philosophize about corona and toilet paper shortages coming up now, and we have more fun and exciting content coming up in the future.
Yes. So, and you know, if you want to share something, if you want to jump on, like we had some fun episodes recently with different topics. So, you know, we're really kind of getting into the nitty gritty, and that's what's happening with, soon we're going to be doing the Australia series. So I think, am I announcing this for the first time? Come and join us for the Australia series, where we're going to visit every state and territory of Australia and really, get stuck in and learn more about, you know, because we have visited countries on this podcast, and we realize that 1 hour or half an hour is really not enough to do justice to some of these places. So looking forward to digging deeper and learning more.
Yeah, and I will have a special section on perhaps, I'm not sure yet, maybe the flags of each state or the state flowers. That could be an interesting one.
Bring your facts.
Yeah, bring your facts.
Fact us up.
Perhaps soils. I'm just finding out there's a section on soils of the states.
We did get into that a bit in the farming episode. Anyway, we're rambling. Let's get to Germany. What's happening in Germany in March of 2020? So obviously we are all in a pandemic global thing going on. I just want to know what's happening. What is happening where you live specifically in Neuss, in Düsseldorf?
I don't think there's nothing specific to Neuss in the area. You know, all the schools have closed down till the 18th of April, which is like 6 weeks, and it's the end of the Easter holidays. And I feel like a lot of plans are just being made up until that date. The restaurants are only allowed to open from like during the day until like 15 to like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And people are a little bit uncertain, I think. I don't think it's there's not been any sort of big blanket measures like there has been in other countries. People have been buying a lot of toilet paper, which I don't really get.
Yeah, so has the panic buying happened in Germany as well? Or in
your area? Big time. I was at Aldi yesterday, not yesterday, the day before, and it opens at 8. I was there at 8:05, and people were there with full trolleys of stuff. All the toilet paper was sold out. You know, the pasta shelves have been empty for a few weeks now, and, people are definitely buying lots of stuff.
Have they imposed limits? Like one toilet paper per person or two pastas per person or anything like that?
Some shops have. There's no blanket rules or anything that I know of. Some shops have been doing it. At Aldi, they've started putting up like sort of barriers so that there's like people don't spit on each other or something at the cash registers. But yeah, people are sort of appealing to common sense, but everyone is still sort of doing whatever they want.
Not being funny, but I did think that like, there is a bit more of an order in Germany, and you've had that Aldi, that shopping system for so long, supermarket system of that, I don't know, free, you know, the way the shelves are stacked. You've had Aldi longer than anything else. I didn't think, to be honest, that Germany would have had the panic buying.
Look, I think you're right. Germans love their rules, but because there haven't been, I think if, you know, the government had said at the start, you know, you're only allowed 2 packets of toilet paper, people would have done it. But like, because the communication has been a little bit, you know, irregular and not very, how would you say, just not very clear as to what's going on, you know, people have just sort of been doing whatever. The Germans do follow rules, but you know, to follow rules, you need rules.
Which again, like they're not communicating and stuff. Like Germany was such a leader in the Syrian refugee thing. That is quite interesting that not had clarity. I mean, different situation, but still, I thought that Germany did sort of take the front foot on that one. By the way, Darius has a very interesting perspective because he did spend the majority of his formative years, at least 13 years in Australia, and then has spent time between Germany and Australia. So that's why he sounds Australian, but is German. He is.
That's right.
Dos, as the Spanish would say.
Yeah, that's right. ¿Por qué no los dos?
How do you feel? Strange, weird,
good.
Normal.
Feeling healthy. No, it does. It does feel a little bit strange. I think it's, you know, more interesting than anything else. Like I'm not panicked or anything. I'm just interested as to how, you know, the majority of people are reacting, and interesting to see how family and friends react differently. You know, I don't know. I guess a little bit odd, but not worried or anything. Just cautious and sort of interesting to see what's going to happen. So anticipatory.
From my understanding, okay, the date today is the, what date is it there? 21st of March.
21st of March.
So it's a Saturday. So currently you're still at work, like not right now, but you are still going to the office?
Yeah, different companies have you know, handled it differently. A lot of people have sent everyone home, and a lot of other companies are sort of doing 1 week on, 1 week off for home office. Our company has sort of done it a little bit by department, like those departments that can work from home are doing it. Other departments, you know, are still coming to work. We do have very clear rules as to, you know, if you're feeling sick, and, you know, we all sit like a couple of meters apart at lunch. So it is, you know, you do notice it, and we're very, you know, there's a lot of disinfecting going on and stuff like that.
And look, one of the reasons I wanted to do this originally is because I'm so fortunate to have so many friends around the world. I've been to Germany 10 times. And two of the people I've been speaking to a lot at the moment are yourself in Düsseldorf, which is in, please tell me the geography, where are you in Germany?
Northwest.
Northwest.
Half an hour from the Dutch border.
Yeah, where my friend, one of my good friends, Franzi, is in the south of Germany in Bavaria. And where they had one of the first cases in all of Germany of corona. And so I've been talking to her for over a week, where she was like, the kindergarten's closing, we have to stay home from work, so we have to stay with kids. So they kind of had the first effect of it. And then so now, like, you've had a government announcement in the last day or two. What's that looking like?
as we have. I'm not sure. I've been so busy at work.
Auntie Merkel has said something.
Angie. Yeah, she gave us a speech on, I think, Wednesday night. Just sort of appealing to everyone's common sense and to stick together. And there was no, you know, official announcement of any new measures. It's interesting. There's a lot of rumors going around and a lot of, you know, misinformation that's being spread. I've been doing my best to tell everyone to stop and think about where they're getting these news and to not just believe, you know, random WhatsApp messages or just to wait for the official announcements. You know, we're very fortunate in Germany. We have a lot of institutions that are, you know, filled with super smart scientists looking at the situation and stuff. And I don't know, just sort of, again, Angie, Miss Merkel, appealed to everyone to, you know, sort of separate and, you know, don't, you know, practice this social distancing thing, which, by the way, I think is a terrible name. It should be a physical distancing,
yes, not a social distancing. I think I've got to, you know, I was definitely following what they're calling it, but I don't like the word isolation because I think that we can still be connected like we are. And I don't like the word social distancing because we are both very social. So
we should hashtag physical distancing.
Yeah. Let's get not physical. Okay, don't sing. Gal Gadot did that and everybody.
I've made a playlist of corona related songs. I can send it to you later.
Oh good. That was one of my activities. I was gonna put it in I'm in this women's group and that was gonna be my activity for today. Because my song is I want to break free.
Yeah, I was listening to The Police yesterday. Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah, there's some really, it was like we talked about, I think I did a Vipassana. I don't know why I always think of you, because you said I did a 10-day silent meditation. You said how terrible would it be to get the Friends Smelly Cat song stuck in your head for that. And I think then you put that song stuck in my head. So that. That's gone on the playlist. I think I'd love to use this as kind of a time capsule. I don't know how many interviews I'm going to have. It could be that only in 6 weeks' time I'm still having the first interviews, but I'd really love to, like, over the next week
or two. How are we doing?
Time-wise, we have been covering for 9 minutes 52. It's not bad. I said 5 to 10 minutes.
Not bad.
5 to 10
5
minutes.
5 to 10 minutes. Okay.
So, generally, I don't know. We'll see how I go. We'll see how I feel. We'll see how they go. We'll see if there's interest. Maybe check in a month, and maybe that I might make a spreadsheet of that. Maybe check in 6 months. It'd be cool to have like a little time capsule of how are people feeling on the 21st of March to the 28th of March. How were they feeling?
Yeah, even if you have like a maybe like a weekly question that you send to everyone and then they could just record it themselves and you could like collect it.
Yeah. And that little thing, cause that's what I'm asking people. I'm like, some people won't feel confident or comfortable to do this. So I'm asking for 50 to 100 words and it will be like these questions. So think about these questions and then write me 50 to 100 words of where you're at. What's it like in your city? How are you feeling? What do you think of what the government's doing or what is your government doing? Because like you said, and this, I guess, a soundbite that we could edit is like, the reason I wanted to do these interviews is that there is obviously a lot of information, a lot of media out there, and anybody could Google anything. But like, what is it really like? And this is where I got the inspiration for this, is that my friend in Barcelona, Spain, you in Dusseldorf, my cousins in England, my friends in America are writing to me saying, hey, Emma, what's happening in Australia? How are you? How is it?
Mm.
Because it's the media is a completely different picture. I mean, here you've got bloody football players on planes all together. You know, you've got,
you know, different, you know, and then you've got other people sitting in their houses terrified, and then you've got stabbings in supermarkets in one place, and then you've got people being really kind to me in a supermarket in another place, you know.
Yeah.
So I would just want, I want to see what the real feelings are, what the real vibes are, and if we can give these like little micro PSAs, like you said, just like be sensible, let's call it physical distancing, let's stay connected, let's not put out, you know, misinformation, and day by day.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sounds good.
I think we can wrap this up. What with my other country? I mean, I had, how do you feel about your country? Maybe a bit deep. Any other comments? Anything else you'd like to say about Yeldi Corona? I feel like Corona's getting a really hard time. I quite like Coronas myself, so.
Corona. anything else I want to say? No, I think just everyone, you know, think before you share links, try and verify the information. Don't just, you know, every country has like a list of official sources and any other comments? No, just stay sensible. Stay sensible. Practice physical distancing. Keep in touch. If you have any questions about how to use your computer, ask someone else.
Turn it on and off. Turn it on and off.
No, maybe that. Yeah, there's turn it on and off. Stay cool and try and follow the guides and the rules that are set in place. Like, they're there for a reason. There's smarter people than us making the calls as to, you know, don't go out into groups of people. Don't go and hang out at the beach as much as you'd like to. But, you know, the more we adhere to the less strict rules, you know, the less reason there'll be to have like mandatory curfews and shutdowns and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so think ahead. Don't think of yourself. Yeah. Remember to call your mum or your dad.
Well, you got to call Wilma back. So you better.
Yeah, I got to call mum back actually. She called.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Shin, cheers.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Already looking forward to the next one. We also have a rather extensive back catalogue for you to check out. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. That's at Lovely Travels on Instagram.
Or you can come and check us out on Facebook, Lovely Travels. That's LOVELLY. Or we would love for you to join our Facebook community with more than 500 members talking all things travel and adventure. That's the Lovely Travels community.
You can also visit our website, which is lovelytravels.com.
Or shoot us an email. We love hearing from our listeners. So please send us an email, feedback, comments, questions, whatever. info@lovelytravels.com.
And you can listen, review, subscribe, like, share, and promote our podcast in any shape, way, or form. We are on Spotify, iTunes, the internet, Google Podcasts, everywhere where you get podcasts, you will find us.
All good podcasting locations. So tune in next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.